You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. On January 1st, a new era in toys is starting. For decades now, Mattel has had a contract from Disney to manufacture and sell its princess dolls. But in a pretty major toy coup, Mattel's major rival Hasbro swooped in and stole that $500 million crown. And now Hasbro is the belle of the ball. See what I did there? Claire Sadeth wrote about the business dealings behind the switch in Bloomberg Businessweek. Claire, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Let's start off by talking a little bit about the huge business behind these princess toys. It's massive, isn't it?
It's massive. A lot of people don't know this, but it is a $5.5 billion business, which makes Disney Princesses Disney's second biggest brand after Mickey Mouse.
And in your article, you said that they're a bigger franchise than the Dallas Cowboys. Can you kind of put this in context for us?
So essentially for Disney, this is so big that it is bigger than Star Wars, although that may change this year. It's about as much money as the Dallas Cowboys have. They're one of the richest franchises in NFL. So you've got princesses, which are made up of dress-up toys, dolls, stuffed animals, doll houses, all that sort of stuff, equal an NFL team.
So how did, I feel like I could say this two ways. One, how did Mattel blow it? And two, how did Hasbro manage to get this doll license away?
Yeah, it is a sort of a twofold issue. The first part is Mattel, and they have a number of problems outside of Disney Princesses. So Barbie sales have been declining since about 2012. She's down about 20%, which is a huge deal for Mattel because she's their flagship brand. She is the biggest and best-selling doll of all time. She sells about $1 billion every year, but she used to sell about twice as much as that about 10 years ago. And then on top of that, to sort of help boost their doll business, in 2013, they released their own brand of princess dolls called Ever After High. And Disney did not like that at all. So they had already been talking to Hasbro, which had been doing incredibly well with their girl business, which they didn't really have traditionally. They have Transformers, G.I. Joe, Monopoly, Nerf. But in 2010, they relaunched their My Little Pony brand with the show called Friendship is Magic. And it became this huge, huge thing. And Disney took notice and had been talking to them and decided to say, you know what, Mattel may own the doll market and Hasbro has never really made a doll this big before, but we're just going to go with them and see what it's like.
So what is Hasbro planning to do differently from Mattel in terms of marketing and manufacturing?
Yeah, so part of the reason why Disney wanted to switch in the first place is they are trying to reimagine the princesses to be what they call more empowered, which means if you think about the original princesses, when you go into a toy store, everything is pink, they're marketed all the same, they're all in pretty dresses, sort of differentiated only by the color of the dress. This isn't playing so well anymore with moms and with kids, so they've decided to start selling dolls based on their personalities. So that's coming from Disney, but Hasbro has to take that idea and sort of translate it into a plastic doll. What they've done so far is instead of having all these dolls that look essentially alike, they've made them different heights, different sizes. Their facial structures are very much like the characters in the movie, so they look a bit more cartoonish. And I mean that in a good way. They look like an animated character. And then in other toys that they're going to release in the future, they're going to really play up their skills. One of them is Tiana in Princess and the Frog, which is Disney's African-American princess. In the movie, she's a chef. So they're going to sort of play that up in toys that they offer and chef-related items. And we'll see how it does.
Well, and you mentioned Tiana. Isn't there also going to be sort of an improved or greater push around diversity in the dolls as well?
Yeah, they're re-releasing all of the princesses at once, which they haven't done for a long time. If you go into a toy store now, you mostly see, you know, the Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella. But they're going to release Tiana, Mulan, Pocahontas, who is almost impossible to find unless you go on eBay right now. And they're going to all be there, and they hope to have a larger presence in the future.
Claire Sadeth is a writer at Bloomberg Businessweek. Claire, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.